Women clubbing for a change. Black healthcare reform in the progressive era on this moment of Indiana history. Educated, often socially prominent women were active in the progressive era's many reform movements, from literacy and sanitation to temperance and suffrage. These municipal housekeepers, as they were popularly known, were both white and black, the latter tackling the additional problems of discrimination, segregation, and lynching. In Indianapolis, 20 black women, who first convened in 1903 as a literary club, spearheaded the movement to provide health care for black people with tuberculosis. At the turn of the century, an estimated 5,000 Hoosiers died of the disease each year, three-fourths of them black. Nonetheless, very few facilities and no public funds were allocated for black patients in Marion County until 1919. For the previous 14 years, however, the Women's Improvement Club, or WIC, had independently arranged for free care for black TB patients at the Flanner Guild, formed a nurse's training class for black women, and founded the Oak Hill Camp in 1905, reputed to be the first outdoor tuberculosis camp in the United States. The club women were also successful in opening a fresh air school for black students with TB in 1916. 2 years later, in 1918, the WIC persuaded the Flower Mission Hospital to add a room for black TB patients. And after continued pressure in 1938, the Flower Mission provided a segregated ward in its new hospital on Fall Creek Boulevard. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.